The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
There seems to be potentially good news, depending on where you stand on the Camogie Scores debate, because we're being told by the Irish Independent this weekend that the sponsors are weighing in and putting pressure on in relation to the debate. What they are saying is that AIB is backing the right to wear shorts. And inside, they say that AIB has issued a statement in response to Independent's queries that says AIB is a proud supporter of Gaelic games and the inclusive role they play in communities across the country. We believe in an environment where everyone involved is empowered to participate and be supported. And supporting that rather anodyne statement, they seem to be hinting at more than that, because they say paper is saying the Irish Independent understands that AIB is in favour of the Camogie Association changing its rules and allowing players to wear shorts if they wish. Unlike AIB, most of the other sponsors are still running for the hills. Glenn Dimplex has refused to comment. Harvey Norman has refused to comment. But a couple of players have said that that sponsor support in this matter would go some way to facilitating the vote going in their direction on, I think it is the 22nd of this month, when that vote is due. This, of course, was precipitated by a number of different incidents involving players wanting to take to the field in shorts and being either told that they had to go back and change, or, in probably the most egregious example, being told that the game was going to be postponed. The game that was postponed, of course, was the Munster Camogie senior final between Cork and Waterford. And there was a great degree of dismay and shock that a game of that significance, that so much time and preparation would have gone in to have the athletes peak at the right time for it, would simply be suspended over whether or not they wore shorts. Niamh Rockett is with us. She's one of the Waterford players who was originally slated to play in that senior final and will again, I assume, when we discover when it's actually going to take place. Niamh, first of all, what's your reaction to AIB putting a bit of pressure on to support what you players want?
Yeah, look, we welcome all the support that we can get. The fact that such a big name as AIB has come on board and said that they support the players, it just puts more pressure on the delegation and the motion next week for it to go through. So we welcome all the support we can, because as you can see in the last couple of weeks, it's been come senseless decisions made. So I think the more pressure that's put on to do the right thing, the better it is for the players and I suppose the Camogie population going forward.
Obviously, we have a big, a clear sense of the sort of players' view. GPA research saying 83% in favour of either shorts or a choice to wear skirt or shorts. Are you getting any sense from among the association or people in and around Camogie that there is an opposing view?
Yeah, look, I suppose the fact that in 2024 that it didn't pass, and then the fact that a couple of weeks ago there was going to be a special congress in 2026 mentioned, and then I suppose there's a special congress now in next week. I suppose there is alternating views on the sport, and I think just myself as a PE teacher, I can see the dropout rates in female participation in sports, and I suppose it's a special topic to me, because I can see how girls feel when they play sports, and how they look is a big part of it too. And so not only as a Camogie player, as a PE teacher, I see the importance of it, but I think people that are making decisions at the top aren't taking that into consideration and are still on their traditionalist views and the views that the sport should be there to separate users their identity as Camogie players, I suppose.
And the vote, as I understand it now, has to be a 2/3 majority, isn't that right?
Yes, yeah.
Is there any risk that you might have enough people in the delegate group who feel either sponsors are getting involved where they shouldn't or feel offended by what players might have done? Is there a decent chance this mightn't go through?
Yeah, look, to be honest with you, when you think that the survey was released there this year, it was actually originally brought to Camogie Association in November and then again brought to Camogie Association before there was any protest again by the GPA, and there was no comment or no, I suppose, bid to work together with the GPA to try rectify this. So I suppose you can say that some of the decisions last while have while some of them have been in the best interest of Camogie, some of them do not reflect the players' views. And I would definitely be worried going into delegation next week that that our delegates won't vote for what's right. I know in Waterford, our own club, we voted 91% in favour of the choice. The majority of clubs in Waterford have done so. I know Dublin have come out and said it. Our own sponsors, Lonet as well, have come out and really publicised the fact that they backed the players, our management backed the players. But we're a small county. We have one vote in it, as opposed to Cork would have maybe six votes in it. And I suppose it depends who has the most sway. And I suppose if the delegates will listen to the players or stick with their own views, like, you know, as part of this and as part of all the media coverage on it, it's been great. And it's highlighted the fact that there does need to be change. However, it's kind of down to, I suppose, the delegates and what views they're going to go with. You'd hope that they'd have common sense to prevail, but as you can see, the last while, in some cases, common sense hasn't prevailed in decision making, or might have prevailed after there has been a protest or a bus stop between players and the association.
What do you think the players will do if the vote goes against them? Will they accept that, or will it be doubled down?
I do think that there will be a lot of outrage, I suppose, if it doesn't go ahead. There's next Thursday is the vote, and next Saturday will be our matches. You know, that's our first round of the championship. So I suppose there is a lot of pressure weighing on the fact that this vote goes through and that people can have the choice. And I think within our own group as well, like, if there is a need for choice, I think within your own county or your own group or your own club, you can choose to wear the skirts or choose to wear the skirts as a group within that, if you have the choice. It's what suits everyone, what everyone wants to, I suppose, perform in. But I do think that if it doesn't go through, I think as much noise as has been made for it in the last couple of weeks, it's definitely going to get a lot louder. And I suppose just particularly for us, for Waterford and Cork, who didn't get to play our Munster final, and who knows when we will get to play our Munster final, because at the moment it doesn't look like there's a whole pile of time in the calendar to do so. We would hope that the sacrifice of that would be far greater good, and just not to just, I suppose, leave a pass and just go, yeah, look, that was great. We stood up for what's right, but we eventually back down. You know, I don't think there's any going back from the whole thing now.
Do you still not know when the Munster final is going to be played?
No clue when the Munster final is going to be played. There has been provisional dates thrown around between our quarter final and our final, but I think the statement really hit hard to us as a group of players, because the statement highlighted it was in the players' best interest, but in Camogie, not a lot of people would know. It's different to hurling and ladies' football because there's three separate competitions in Waterford. So there's the league, there's the provincials, and then there's our championship. So there are three separate competitions. So now, as the Munster final went ahead in the men's, it's all rose into one. There's league and championship, but in the ladies, there's three separate ones. So that competition has effectively closed this last weekend, or when our match was meant to be on. So now we're going into a new competition, and the proposal, well, rumours have proposed that it's going to be in the middle of our championship, which I don't think any player would want to play. It would mean that we would play as Waterford Camogie players. I think we looked at the dates, but we'd end up playing 4 weeks in a row, which is nonsensical at this stage, you know. So I don't see when the dates could go ahead, because we're talking about playing a whole new competition, and then maybe at the end of the competition when we're meant to be going back to our clubs, which I don't think is fair on our club players either. So I welcome any, because we would want to obviously play our Munster final, and we'd welcome it. But I don't know, as you know, with the men's games as well and the ladies' games in football, like the calendar is so tight, it doesn't allow for, I suppose, error or deferrals. You know, it's not like there would be a Munster final replay or whatever the case is. It was never going to go ahead until after the special vote. So the Camogie calendar is very, very tight as it is, and it doesn't really allow for it. So
the players must be steaming mad, are they?
Very, very angry players there last Saturday when we had to go out, all of us. We were preparing for an All-Ireland, for a Munster final, and we were told at 8:30 that the Munster final was not going ahead. And then we all had to go out on Saturday morning and train for 2 hours, obviously, because we had carb loaded, eating right and tailored nutrition to peak on the day. So we all had to go out and do a hard training session. So there were plenty of hard hits gone in that training session on Saturday morning, let me tell you. But We have to, it's very disappointing, but as a group for Waterford, we have to try concentrate now and park that, which is like no player should have to do, like park the fact that they didn't get to play a Munster final and more than likely will not get to play a Munster final, and now try to concentrate on our next competition, which is the main competition, which is our All-Ireland series. So while we're still very angry, we have to try as a group park it and move on, which I don't think we should have ever had to been in the position to do so from the get-go. Munster final would have been only our second ever Munster final, so we've only ever been in one other Munster senior final, Waterford Camogie. So the fact we didn't even get to play it or even make the stand, whatever the case may be, it was very frustrating.
Text response, very much in agreement with you, Niamh. Absolute madness and embarrassing. How backwards is this? Another, can't believe we're still talking about this. The organisation should be ashamed. Another, imagine that what is worn is taking such priority when someone as important or something as important as trying to improve ways of getting attendance to women's sports up should be more of a priority. Finally, Niamh, I mentioned that AIB has come out with a statement of support, but also let it be known that it is supportive of the position of the players. The other big sponsors, Glenn Dimplex and Harvey Norman, have continued to decline to comment. Would you want their support? Would you ask for their support?
Yeah, we'll definitely ask for their support. Like, you know, like at the end of the day, I'm a Camogie player. I've played Camogie since I was 3 or 4 years old. My father and my brother played for Waterford in hurling. And when you look at it, this thing, as Tom Parsons had mentioned, it would be nonsensical and it wouldn't happen in the men's game. So at the end of the day, I want to play Camogie. I don't want to be going around lambasting the sport that I love, that I've played since I'm 4 years old. So we would call for a group effort in trying to get this over the line in the best interest of the players, the future players, the players that are playing now, and just our sport as a whole. If anyone has any passion on our sport, no one wants to be lambasting our sport that we love and we play, and it's an amateur sport in the day that we train 5, 6, 7 days a week for. So I would call on Harvey Norman and Glenn Dimplex to support the players, and I suppose to start making the adjustments now to work with the Camogie Association instead of it being players versus association. We want to start working together so that we can come, and that hopefully these sort of protests and you versus me doesn't happen in the future.
Niamh, thanks very much for your time this morning. That's Niamh Rockett, Waterford senior Camogie player.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.